Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. The governor delivered his budget address to a joint session of the House and Senate. What's your take on the governor's plan for this year?
Well, the governor's plan is a $32.3 billion budget. It has roughly $2 billion worth of cuts that he has proposed and about $1 billion in new revenues that he plans to generate. I was excited to see that the governor had taken, from his standpoint, any broad-based tax increases off the table. And that really shows me that he's willing to work with the elected officials in the House and that he's kind of taken a note from our playbook, perhaps, in the fact that we don't want our constituents to have broad-based tax increases that they have to deal with. So it's going to take us some time to review the entire budget and to really get down deep into where the cuts are. And we're going to have to look at it essentially what we believe the state's role is in providing effective and efficient, sustainable services for our residents. You know, the big priorities that I always see are education, economic opportunity, and public safety. And I know that those will be at the forefront of our discussion as we move forward through the budget process.
Also, the House did take some action to recognize an important program that's designed to reach out to people who maybe they don't have a computer and they just need to find out where they can get services right in their area. What's going on here?
House Resolution 49 recognizes February the 11th as 211 Day, and 211 is a free phone information service. It's a joint effort with nonprofits such as the United Way, where you can receive quick access to information for Pennsylvanians who may be in need. So just by dialing 211, people are instantly connected with a wealth of information related to their area's nonprofits and human service providers. I'd say it's a one-stop shop. If you or anyone you know needs help, you can dial that 211 telephone number. Or if you do have access to the internet, you can visit www.pa211.org.
Also, there's just been a series of grants announced that are aimed at Pennsylvania's volunteers, especially in the emergency services fields. What's going on here, and how do the companies in your area make out?
Well, you know, this is a $30 million grant program that has been going on the past couple of years. It's funded not through the general fund. I think it's important that people know that it's not coming from tax dollars, but it comes through state gaming proceeds. And it's administered by the Pennsylvania Office of the Fire Commissioner within the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. So that's kind of the background on the grant itself. We had a large number of our fire departments, fire companies that received funding this year, and we were extremely proud to be able to announce that earlier this week via social media and also via my website, which is www.repdowling.com. That's repdowling.com. You can go there for a full list of grant recipients, but we are very proud of what our volunteer fire companies are doing, and I was very happy to see so many of them rewarded through this important grants program.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.